You'll have some openings.
From the 21-yard line off the left hash and out of the T formation. Kadar on the keeper on the right side, trying to find some space and nothing going whatsoever. And he's brought down for a yard, maybe two on the loss in the play. Tackle leading the way was number 20, Martin Tovar, the cornerback coming up to meet him. And now a third down and seven.
Yeah, good defense there. They took away the middle. Kadar reads the play, keeps it for himself. It's the right read. But when he gets outside, Martin Tovar, number 20, takes away the sideline, and nothing there for Kadar. He goes down with a short loss. But third down and seven, maybe eight to go. With 3.5 to go in this half, Harbor Beach looking for another completion. You're almost certainly going to throw the ball again.
Harbor Beach 3-for-5 on third downs tonight, facing a 3rd-and-7 from the Sandusky 23. Out of the shotgun, now pass down to the corner.
Wide open.
Wide open is Tan Babcock. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. Tan Babcock brings in the 23-yard pass from Dylan Kadar. And Harbor Beach is on the board for the first time tonight with 3:24 before the half.
Wow, wide open. Brady Franzel in coverage, and I don't know who he was looking at or what, but he stood there, and Babcock ran right by him. We mentioned early that Tanton Babcock is a guy that's going to make plays for this Harbor Beach offense. I wasn't sure he was going to score a touchdown tonight, but a great route as he blows by the secondary into the end zone, and a perfect throw by Kadar into the arms of Babcock. Harbor Beach gets on the board, down 12-6 with a chance to make it a four-point game.
Six plays, 66 yards, took 3 minutes and 25 seconds on that drive, two wide each way, going for two. Trying to make this a four-point ball game. 12-6 currently. Man in motion to the far, that's Mason Booms. Rolling to his right, passes up, and it is caught. But was he out of bounds? They're going to say it was good. The two-point conversion is good by Mason Booms, and it's Harbor Beach 8. Sandusky with a four-point lead with 12 right here on the WLW Sports Network, being powered by Anger Valley Services.
Clark Ramsey here, and I'm being joined by Sure Senior Living Manager, Matt Raymer.
Hi, Clark.
Not everyone realizes the full capabilities of Sure Senior Living right here in the Thumb.
You're right. We have three different living communities at three different levels. Independent living, we have Country Bay Village. Assisted living, Country Gardens. And then for 24-hour nursing care, we are proud to have long-term care.
In your opinion, what's the biggest benefit of living in one of Sure's three senior living communities?
Honestly, it's a variety of things. Convenience, quality of living, and peace of mind. Our residents don't have to worry about home maintenance, mowing the lawn, doing laundry in the basement, and the big one, shoveling snow in the winter.
So, how can everyone find out more about Sure Senior Living?
The best place to start is to go to the senior living section on sure.org. We have a lot of information available on there for your convenience.
So that's sure.org/senior living. Or just go to the Services tab and click on Senior Living.
Whether you're interested in Country Bay Village, Country Gardens, or long-term care, check it out and see what kind of great resource we have right here in our own backyard.
That's sure.org/senior living. Sure Senior Living. Better health. Better life.
Harbor Beach strikes for the first time tonight, brings it within 4 points with 3:24 left in the first half. 12-8, Sandusky still on top. But Harbor Beach going through the air on that drive, and it paid off. They now have 113 yards of offense. 112 of those through the air. 13 carries, 1 yard, 5 completions on 7 attempts for 112 through the air for Dylan Kadar and the Pirates. 12-8, Sandusky leading, trying to tack on some more points here before the half is over. Deep back is the backfield for the Sandusky Redskins. Franzel, Tovar, and DeLorean Wedge, as well as Lucas Feehan. Coming out the diamond formation at the 10 deck all the way to the 2-yard line. Luke Wookie's kick comes to the near sideline. Looks like he's going to sail out of bounds to the 15-yard line. So this will be a penalty against the Pirates. Their second of the night. And this will more than likely put Sandusky at the 35, or they have the chance to re-kick. And it appears that Craig Jacobson trusts and believes in his special teams unit, and they want to re-kick on this one.
Well, it's his best three running backs back there, so I don't blame him at all. Same as I don't blame Woodkey for trying to angle kick it away from him a little bit, but keep something low on the ground, squib it, make one of them up men handle the football. But needless to say, we're going to kick it again and see what happens.
So 12-8, Sandusky leading. Babcock with a huge catch for the Pirates on third down. So now they almost had them kick off from the same exact spot. So now they back about 5 yards to the 35-yard line. Harbor Beach almost got away with one there. So Luke Wicke kicking things off for the Pirates once again. Same four in the back. And this one's going to go right the opposite sideline this time. Bounces at the 17, and it comes the rest of the 15. Picked up by Martin Tovar. Coming back to the midfield, trying to find the edge. At the 25-yard line, met by black jerseys and ripped down to the 29-yard line. A gain of about 15 in play. Tackle made by Mason Booms on special teams as well as Grant Smiglinski. First and 10 for the Sandusky Redskins. 3:14 before the half is over. First and 10 from their own 29-yard line.
That was a pretty impressive kick there by Woodkey to get that ball to come to a stop out on the 15-yard line. It kind of forces Sandusky to pick it up and Tovar to try and reverse field to make something happen. So Harbor Beach wins after the penalty, the field position battle. But with 3:14 to go and all three timeouts, Sandusky has the football with a chance to extend the lead to a two-score game.
First and 10 left right across your radio. 3:14 left in the half. 12-8, Sandusky by four. Handoff right up the middle to number 26, to Lauren Wedge, and he is stopped in his tracks at the 30, maybe the 31-yard line by Caden Boynton, outside linebacker for the Pirates. Two-yard gain, and the Pirates are fired up about that. And they should be. That's about the shortest run of the night for the Sandusky Redskins.
Levi Klasky was not far behind either. Those two, it was a dual hit right on DeLorean Wedge going absolutely nowhere. They're going to give him a generous 2 yards, and that is it. He had nowhere to run. And that's the guy that I'm surprised they haven't tried to get outside a little bit and showcase that speed. But keep an eye on Zach Franzel. He's been the horse. Don't be surprised they go back to his direction.
And it's a handoff to Tovar right through the middle, dragging his defender to the first down marker at the 39-yard line. Tackle made by Luke Woodkey, getting a free ride for about 2 or 3 yards there. 2:29 left in the half. Stops the clock to move the chains. First and 10 for the Redskins.
And that's just where this Sandusky offense is another level on a lot of people's running games. You get them for a short gain, and they'll come back and get you for 8 or 9 on the next one and move the chains anyways. They don't see a lot of third downs, and they move the ball very well on the ground. And now you're starting to see Tovar get involved. All these running backs showing off that they can handle the rock at any time.
Sandusky, 3 third downs is all they face tonight. Hand off to Zach Franzel around the right side. Breaks free of his first tackle in the backfield, and he's going to be brought down close to after a 10-yard gain at the 49-yard line. Tackle made by number 42, Ethan Hessling for the Pirates, as well as number 74, Grant Smiglinski. Move the chains for the Redskins. Stops the clock with 1:55 left in the half at the 49-yard line.
That's getting to the outside, spreading out that Harbor Beach defense, and the patience shown there as he follows his blocker and then cuts back to the middle. He's able to get upfield and tackled right down at the first down marker.
First and 10 from the 49, Carlson under center. 1:40, clock rolling, handoff to Tovar, finds the left gap, spins his way down to the 45-yard line for a 6-yard gain for the Redskins. Tackle made by middle linebacker Ethan Hessling for the Pirates, and we have a timeout called by Craig Jacobson and the Redskins with 91 seconds remaining in the first half.
It's a good timeout. He's got all three of them. Control the clock. He's going to have possession, but barring a turnover, he'll have possession of this ball for the most of the rest of this half, and he wants to absolutely make sure his team is on the same page and try to keep the home team down. They're up 4. They've done pretty good this half, but if they can get a little more, that's exactly what he's thinking with his old buddy against Troy Schelke.
Harbor Beach has 11 players on the offense or on defense at any time, and they have 8 managers out there right now in this timeout. Looks like the majority of the flag football squad, as well as the junior high squad, who came up with a big victory last night, I believe, 36-8, first victory for this Harbor Beach junior high in a number of years.
Very good. That shows good depth in the program, something they've been worried about for a long time, but Harbor Beach is 10 has found a way to win games at the JV level and then bring it into varsity level talent.
And that's the first victory in 12 games for the junior high last night. Jay O'Neill, head coach now for Harbor Beach at the junior high level for the first year. He's offensive coordinator last year and maybe even past 2 years. Minute 31 here. Dave, Craig Jacobson, storied and very veteran coach here in the Greater Thumb Conference. Sure, he's drawn something up just especially for this Redskins squad.
Yes, it just depends. If it comes out of the Bill Sweeney playbook, you will see another off-tackle run with Zach Franzel in the exact same spot. It's absolutely right. But it just depends on what he sees here. He knows he's still 45 yards in a minute and a half is a